welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy, self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here,
We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about at this point.
Anyways. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into...
Dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too. Hey, it's Random Thought in the house.
In the office.
And this random thought is in preparation for Christians' holidays who believe in Santa and and Jesus, I guess. So this one's about sleigh riding Santa Claus who was ticketed by a Grinch cop.
Is that why we have a baby Santa in our manger instead of a baby Jesus?
No, because
we believe in Santa Claus.
No, because the dog ate baby Jesus. Just swallowed baby Jesus whole.
It wasn't Pokey.
It was Gabby. All right. Anyways, now she's dead because baby Jesus had her as a revenge, I guess.
Killed her from inside.
So sleigh riding. This got dark so fast.
I know.
Happy holidays.
We should get a little peanut or something to put in the bed.
I have one. I just haven't put it out in fear that baby Jesus will get eaten again.
Oh, we have a backup Jesus.
Yes, we have a backup Jesus.
Baby Jesus was resurrected. We're not making fun.
We're going right to hell. Yeah. We're just making fun of our own household, which is chaos. All right, so this is about a Santa in the UK, right? And we're getting the link, which was all over the UK, from the New York Post. Because why not, honestly? We're high class over here. And so a Santa in the UK caused quite a scene. When he was slapped with a ticket. I wonder if they really slapped him. For driving a sleigh in a pedestrian zone to hand out Christmas gifts and collect money for charity.
Really?
So they find Santa going out.
That cop's a peckerhead.
It was a 75-year-old Santa.
What?
He was wearing his Santa suit. He wanted to spread some Christmas cheer in Worcester, England, or Worcester. I don't know how they say it over there, but in New England we say Worcester. After parking his sleigh, it reads, pulled by his three-wheeler bike, he had a rude exchange with the traffic warden. This article was written by Emily Lefroy, she who is good with the puns and the wordplay. So basically, the guy's like, hey, you gotta, like, we're fining you because you're in a pedestrian zone with your sleigh. And it's not pedestrian because you're in a sleigh and you got a three-wheeler.
Right.
And he's like, hell to the no. I am not going to be fined $75 or the British equivalent. And you post it to the North Pole.
Send your ticket to the North Pole.
Yeah, man. And he's like, I won't let the children down. And then the guy's like, cop's like, you're in a pedestrian zone. And apparently the great-grandfather said, I'm a bit disappointed, but it's not going to stop me. I've been doing it for years, which is why he's a great-grandfather now. So he said, I refuse to take the ticket. I told the warden, send it to me in the post to my address, he joked. He said, where's that? I said, the North Pole.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess. So they fined him 1 year for each year of his being alive.
Apparently, yeah. Wow. And so they, like, so anyways, you know... There you go. A cop fined Santa. Santa's like, I've been doing this for years. Nobody's ever fined me before.
Yeah.
And I bet it was a brand new cop. Because you know how brand new cops are super gung-ho?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I bet he's like, oh, well, that's a violation.
I mean, look at him. He looks like a doofus.
Who's Santa?
No, the cop.
I don't know if that's the right cop, man.
I don't know either.
All right. But anyways.
No, it's probably not because there's another one right there.
So basically, Santa said he wasn't going to pay because he's collecting money for charity, and that's, you know.
Look at that guy dressed up like a Christmas tree.
And in the article, which we have a link to in the podcast notes, there's also a man dressed up like a Christmas tree, and he looks fantastic.
I know, that's cool.
And this guy's like, you know, not all the cops suck here. Last year, a cop posed with me for pictures, you know?
Oh, so that was last year's
picture. Yeah, so, like, maybe this traffic warden was having a bad day or just being Scrooge, but it was petty, to say the least. Quote, the ho-ho horrifying back and forth between the cop and Santa was caught on camera by a schoolboy, Jake Fox, whose uncle had brought him to the town center for the occasion. I told the traffic warden, you can't do that. Santa is doing a good thing, the 12-year-old recalled, adding that because many people had gathered around the vehicle, he originally thought it was a setup. Like, he thought it was just a lark.
Oh, a joke.
Yeah, man. But anyways, the city council spokesman said that, yep, he did get fined for driving in a pedestrian area. It's very true. And allegedly, this Santa has raised thousands of dollars for charity, dressing up as Santa.
See.
And it's going, this year, it's all going to New Hope Worcester, or Worcester, Children's Charity, which works with families who have children with disabilities and complex healthcare needs.
That's very
which
sweet.
Is like the best thing ever. But now, maybe $75 less, I guess.
Yeah. He'll pay out of his own pocket, I'm sure Santa will. I think
right,
so.
Are we ready?
Is everything working? Are we recording?
We are recording, and our dogs are might be quiet right now. And since it's the holiday. It's the holiday.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
Oh, I need you to complete the rest of this podcast in your little boy British accent.
No, thank you. Since it's the time of the holidays for many religions, we thought it would be a great time to talk about the ancient types of drunk foolery from the 1500s, and how they still exist Whoa. Today. And of course, we had our random thought about Santa.
Getting a ticket.
Man.
Bastard.
So Cop. There's... Merry Christmas. So there's a great post on Medium from back in November by Jack Shepard, one of BuzzFeed's former directors. And I know nothing about him. He could be controversial. I do not know.
Neither do I.
But he has a post that's called, There Are 8 Types of Drunk, According to the 16th Century. And since New Year's Eve is coming up and we have a lot of holidays for many religions, which usually involve relatives,
and
which
alcohol.
Often inspires
and
drinking.
Domestics.
Yeah, we wanted to have a podcast about it. So all of Shepherd's list comes from Thomas Nash, who wrote a pamphlet called Pierce Penniless, His Supplication to the Devil, which sounds like a riveting like riveting.
So,
hot, sexy read right there. Nash was on this earth in the late 1500s, and he was a silly man.
Oh, he had a sense of humor.
Yes, so he was a satirist, right? So he made
I'm
satire.
I'm always interested in what pamphlets were
like,
back then.
Yeah, man.
I can imagine it was just like a piece of paper or a couple pages, but they seem to have a certain... almost a lure about them,
yeah.
Like they were a way of like the common folk, or
not necessarily,
or not common folk, but somebody that can read and write.
Oh, are you thinking Bridgerton?
So like that,
oh.
And had the ability to get things printed to get their own story out. You know what I mean?
Sean is the best husband in the world because
what?
He watched Bridgerton with me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He did. All right, so here are the
I couldn't imagine having to go through that ordeal just to get laid, but God.
Oh, my God. For the so, basically, there are 8 types of drunk.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through them, hopefully, pretty quickly. And the front number one is ape drunk.
Oh.
And the quote from the pamphlet is, the first is ape drunk. And he leaps and sings and hollows and danceth for the heavens. So basically, you want your ape drunk friend at your party.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's going to be...
Life of the party.
Yeah, and like...
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, he's going to be dancing and singing and, you know, making the fun. Ape drunks are good drunks. Then we have the lion drunk.
Uh-oh.
The second is lion drunk, and he flings the pots about the house, calls his hostess whore, breaks the glass windows with his dagger, and I wonder if that means penis, and is out to quarrel with any man that speaks to him. So a lion drunk's an asshole.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's calling the wifey or the woman in the house a whore or a bitch.
Yeah.
He is, like, breaking things. You've broken a thing at a party.
Not with my penis.
How about with your dagger?
Not with my hand.
Okay. So, like, you want to make sure, according to Jack Shepherd, to seat those drunks outside of Dagger's reach from the window and make sure all your pots are well hidden and tell them you've run out of Red Bull and vodka.
That wasn't even a thing when I was...
When you were a lion drunk?
A lion drunk.
Did you ever call anyone a whore? I can't imagine you doing that.
Not a hostess, that's for sure.
Did you
just
ever call
every girl that shot me down. You whore!
You did
no,
not.
No, of course
he
not.
He was a polite little boy who broke things with his fist. So number three is the swine drunk. The third is swine drunk, heavy, lumpish, and sleepy. And cries for a little more drink and a few more clothes.
Part of that fits me sometimes. I don't cry. By the time I'm lumpish and sleepy, I'm not usually crying for more drink.
No, you're just snoring in the chair. Number four. I feel like swine drunk's not the best at a party.
No.
Number four is sheep drunk. The fourth is sheep drunk. Wise in his conceit.
Concept?
Yeah, his concept. It's all written in old yeah. English, so it's hard. When he cannot bring forth a right word.
It sounds like stone drunk to me.
It does.
Wise in his concept, but can't think of the right words
yeah.
to describe the unimaginably brilliant imagery in his head.
Yeah, so number five is maudlin drunk, which we have one in our household. That is not me or Sean. The fifth is maudlin drunk, when a fellow will weep for kindness in the midst of ale and kiss you, saying, "By God, Captain, I love thee. Go thy ways." Oh, wait, maybe this is me.
This is you.
Thou dost not think so often of me as I do thee. I would, if it pleased God, I could not love thee as well as I do. And then he puts a finger to his nose and cries. I'm totally this drunk.
Yes, you are.
I love everyone when I'm drunk. Like, oh my God, I love you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God, I love you so much. I'm like
yeah,
the annoying teen girl.
That's like the typical high school drunk girl. Yep.
I haven't matured into this.
I never talk to you in the hallways at school, but
I love
drunk,
you
I'm
so
party.
Much.
I'm hanging off of you.
Please hug me. I will hug you back. Oh my God. Okay, so then we have the Martin drunk. The six is Martin drunk, when a man is drunk and drinks himself sober before he stirs.
I don't think I've ever been a Martin drunk, but I've known some.
Really?
But you notice that one of the people in the picture is vomiting.
They are vomiting. We have a friend.
Like they, what do you call that? Not explosive diarrhea. Projectile
yeah,
vomiting.
Man.
Is what
looks, that picture
they're
is definitely.
They're exorcist vomiting right there.
Also, one of the people in the picture only had one eye. So.
But the vomiter's got two heads. So.
No, somebody's hugging the vomiter.
I know.
So anyways, we have a friend who is notorious for going to this party at another friend's house. We were not there. Where he drank and drank and drank and drank and drank. And then he disappeared into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out. And everyone was like, "You were there a really long time. Are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah, just making room for more." And then he he threw up. Like, for like 10 minutes in the bathroom.
I probably took a little nap and got refreshed.
And then I ate a whole other meal and way more alcohol.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know, but not a good idea. Goat drunk. Number 7. The 7th is goat drunk, when, in his drunkenness, he hath no mind but on lechery.
Okay, that's me.
That's you.
Look at the goats. And the goats are banging.
In the picture, the goats are banging.
And they already have kids.
So
poor girl can't walk a block without having kids and getting banged again.
Jack Shepherd writes, goat drunks have been plaguing us as long as people have been getting drunk. And nowadays, we deal them with the same way folks presumably did in Thomas Nash's time. Give them a fake phone number and tell them to text you after the park. And then finally we have Fox Drunk. The 8th is Fox Drunk, and when he is crafty drunk, as many of the Dutchmen be. Hey, as a Dutch woman, I am a little bit. I'm offended. All right. When he is crafty drunk, as many of the Dutchmen be, that will never bargain but when they are drunk.
I don't get that one.
I think that it basically means, like, you're drunk, and you're like, hey, man, I will sell you my dog. And they'll be like, how much for your dog? And they'll be like, $20,000. And they'll be like, all right, man, I'll give you $20,000. And then they'll be like, how about $2? And then the drunk person will be like, yeah, $2 for my dog. Yeah, man. That's what a fox drunk is, I think.
Oh, well, if you read Jack's modern day interpretation, it kind of sounds like you.
It says, not entirely certain what fox drunk is a thing anymore, unless it's something that only happens in the Netherlands, but I'm pretty sure the modern version of this involves waking up to discover you bought, like, 3 novelty sweaters. And a smoothie maker on Amazon. That is
me. That is you.
Oh, nosies. I'm not only a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Suddenly being extroverted, hugging drunk. I'm also...
You are an impulse purchaser.
But I don't... You know what I impulse purchase? Not novelty sweaters.
No, you don't. No, it's...
Organizational systems.
Way more than that, but...
No.
I can tell Carrie's getting a little buzz on when she says to me, please don't let me buy anything for the rest of the night.
Much money. You make it sound like I spend so much money. Well, it'll be like a $20 purchase and I'll be like, I'm so naughty. I bought a book in paperback because I couldn't want to afford the hardcover. Oh my god, I'm such a bad person. I bought hangers.
Yeah.
I did buy hangers, actually.
I mean, sometimes you do buy more necessity type items.
It's almost because you're so, always.
Because you're so cheap when you're not under the influence.
That's the thing. I'm so cheap normally.
She's cheap with everything when she's not under the influence.
That's not true. I'm a great gift giver, but I'm very cheap about myself.
I know. That was a sex joke buried in there. But...
Oh, I didn't get it. You lech. Which drunk was that?
I don't remember.
The foxy drunk or the...
No, that was a goat drunk, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You goat. It's a goat.
Dog tip for life.
So this
I saw your finger in your ear there.
It's just you're so loud, babe. So
I like to say it enthusiastically.
You are. I'm enthusiastic, and I love that about you.
Meh.
Anyways, my little goats. The doggies, Pogo and Sparty, our current doggies.
They both give you tips?
They combined. They joined forces for this one. And they said, you know what? You shouldn't have to be under the influence of intoxicating liquors in order to love everybody, Carrie.
That's exactly what they said to me, too. Just, like, variation.
About being a goat?
Yeah.
Ugh! But it's true. You should be able to, like, have enough confidence in yourself and true enough to yourself to express your love for people normally, you know?
Without being under the influence.
Without being under the influence. And the same thing, like, if you want to buy some hangers for your closet, and you need some hangers for your closet, and you have the money.
Buy your damn hangers.
Yeah, that's man. Right. But don't be a goat.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No, don't be a goat all the time. No. Choose your drunkenness wisely.
Or your non-drunkenness.
Your patterns, yeah.
Choose your choice of drunks and not, when you're not drunk wisely. Because then you don't have an excuse.
Ho, ho, ho. Anyways, whatever holiday you're celebrating in the next 2.5 weeks.
Have a great one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see you next Tuesday, but we might take it off.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe. Depends on how much we drink.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. Well, that'll be 2 days after, so we can recover. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.